Broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Learning Insights, featuring learning professionals, improving performance to drive business results.
Welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Learning Insights. This is your host, Stone Payton, and in the studio with me this morning is my good friend and co-host, Lee Cantor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Stone. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I have family in town, and July 4th is coming up. Are you going to have a long weekend, or are you going to work some?
I think we're working Friday, right?
Well, you might be working.
I will.
I'll be here, but
you'll
I don't plan
here.
To do any work.
And I purchased the ribs. Are 9 pounds of ribs.
You're doing the rib thing.
Yes.
And do you make the trip to the fireworks late at night and then drive home, or you sit on kind of a hill where you are?
No, we go downtown to watch them from Centennial Park, but I heard that it might be raining, so I don't know if we'll pivot off of that initial plan.
100% chance of rain, I heard yesterday.
So it might be. You know, the Atlanta weather people aren't exactly the most accurate group.
But we have fireworks right here in the studio this
Absolutely.
Morning, right? Because it's Consultant Appreciation Month.
At Training Pros.
At Training Pros, and we have with us our buddy Leanne Langford. Welcome back to the studio, Miss Leanne.
Thank you.
So what's happening over at Training Pros? You guys busy in the summer? Do things kind of taper off a little bit, or are you guys just rocking and rolling over there?
We're still busy. Summer's a big month. Stuff's still going on, but you have a lot of vacation time. And, you know, we do have a lot of consultants that are moms, so work schedules kind of get a little sporadic. But, yeah, this week is a slow week.
And you've brought a couple of them with you today.
I brought two of my great consultants with us that are just top-notch, Megan Powell and Dustin Bolton.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we are delighted to have you. I'd like to learn a little bit about your practice and what compelled you to get in this line of work. And let's start with you, Megan. What kind of disciplines do you specialize in?
Well, I'm an instructional designer. And I originally started as a high school teacher. So
So you're tough. We know that.
I am.
Thick skin. Tough as all.
It was very challenging, but it was very nice. I'm a big believer in education. I have several college degrees, and you never stop learning.
So how did you make the pivot from being a teacher at a high school to teaching, you know, corporate people?
Well, I just made up my mind that I wanted to go into corporate America, and you're just training people, whether they're
right.
young people or older
sure.
people, and just more variety. That's good.
So you needed more education?
I did need more education. I had to get a master's degree in instructional technology, and then I went into the field of instructional design, and I also have my MBA, which helps, and my project management certification.
Mm-hmm. You went to several colleges. I have several. You have several degrees. I have several college transcripts.
Okay. I have several college transcripts as well.
So what's easier, dealing with high school kids or adults?
Adults. Although when you meet the adults, you understand their children much better.
So what are some of your favorite topics or disciplines to train on? What do you find the most rewarding?
Really, I have done such a variety, and I think my favorite thing about instructional design is the opportunity to go in and learn so many different occupations. You can't go in and say, I've never been a truck driver, I don't know how to do this, or I've never worked in this particular industry. You just have to go in and learn it and
right.
make it as engaging as possible for the folks that you're creating the training for.
Now, where were you more nervous, in your first day in a high school classroom or your first day in a corporate environment?
Probably a high school classroom.
That was scarier? Bunch
yes.
of teenagers looking at you?
Yes. Yes, that is extreme pressure. They're very judgmental.
So, Dustin, you're out there in the trenches as well.
Yes.
Doing some training. Tell us, what's your specialty? What do you focus on?
I actually focus on the wrapper, the packaging, a lot of the visual communication. I come from a background of animation and illustration. So
he's been drawing pictures in the studio for our listeners.
Yeah.
The whole time we've been talking with Megan, he's drawn this really cool picture.
Yeah, it's just kind of second nature. It's almost like a thinking process for me to pretty much listen and then turn it into some kind of image, even if the image relates or doesn't relate. So my background is animation, and I originally was brought here to Atlanta to work in Cartoon Network. And when you work on animated material, it's usually seasonal. There's a production cycle. So during the down cycle, I kind of got kind of offered an opportunity to work in like doing some development, front end development for training for nuclear instructional design.
Nuclear
power wow. industry. So
do they normally pull people from the Cartoon Network for a nuclear?
No,
work?
Not normally. It was it's actually pretty funny. I mean, we worked on designs for, you know, the nuclear power industry, you know, just for teaching how to deal with respirators in emergency situations. And then there's another package I worked on that is actually a little bit more security sensitive, so I can't really I probably shouldn't mention that, but
was it because you were able to draw the word like boom and powwow? Is that what helped you get the job?
not necessarily.
Mushroom clouds?
Not necessarily. It's more so like when you have a field out there where you have to pretty much bring people into very complex information in a very quick way.
And visually.
Visually.
And through cartoon or cartoon-like.
So using cartoon or a very simplified kind of common visual language actually makes it a lot more accessible for a lot more
people. You can communicate quicker, right?
And you can communicate quicker. And, you know, once you have the ability to pretty much disseminate information that quickly, then you have a common, like, language set and a common, like, working knowledge that everybody can then immediately work with. So being able to do that type of work with sort of, like, entertainment industry tools and very strong communication abilities, that actually kind of gives you a little bit of an edge if you're trying to put together like a quick software package that you want people to learn like stacks of government documents and go through it within 30 minutes with the general information.
Wouldn't it be great if his stuff was incorporated into the 1040 so that some of us could understand what in the heck, or even like a mortgage application? Like
I mean, it would be really helpful for a lot of people, especially if you really, you know, with, let's say, for instance, you want to teach a bunch of high school students general uses of like why you know, should watch using your credit card.
Right.
It would be great to have that
visually explained
in like a quick,
so
very
you,
kind of.
Are you good at then? You must be good at taking complex information and then kind of translating into some simple images that convey the message.
Yes, that's essentially the job. Mm-hmm. And that's the job with, like, if you're working with an animated show script, it's the job if you're working with a script that someone like Megan would develop.
Right, so it's more show, less tell.
Exactly.
So both of you obviously seem to enjoy the variety associated with doing this kind of consultant, this independent work. Leanne, what are some of the other things that an organization like Training Pros brings to consultants like this above and beyond just the opportunity to have more variety in their work? What all do you try to do for these folks?
Wow. I would rather hear what they think we have to do for them. But, I mean, the biggest thing that I think I do for someone like Megan or Dustin is I work with them to find the best possible situation for them. So, for instance, I wouldn't put someone who could not commute downtown into a downtown situation. I'd put them in a different kind of situation. I try to match them up with a client that is a good fit for them,
like
culturally
fit,
or
right.
personality-wise or in that type of situation. I try to prep them before they go in so they know what they're facing and what the job's going to be like and what other consultants have thought of it. And then I just try to keep in contact with them. Do I do a good job of that, Megan?
Yes. When Leanne calls me and says, we have a project you might be interested in, I don't hesitate because it's probably going to be a great fit.
Thank you.
Yes.
And so you've worked in places without Leanne that maybe the fit wasn't that good? Have you had that experience?
I have not really had any negative experiences, but I definitely have had wonderful experiences with Training Pros. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of confidence in when they call me and say, we have a client we want you to meet and a project you might be interested in. 10 times out of 10, it's going to be a good fit.
Now, you enjoy the consultant lifestyle better than the full-time job lifestyle?
Yes. Yes, the variety. It's always a new client or a new project with a repeat client.
Right.
There's always new challenges. And I like to get out of my comfort zone, and that's the challenge for me. I like to learn new stuff, do new stuff. And sometimes, you know, you're holding your breath and you're not sure if you can do it, but that's what drives
right?
you. Mm-hmm.
So what are some of, or maybe just one of the most interesting projects that you've worked on? You got a fun or interesting story that really sticks out in your mind?
Well, we did a project not too long ago, and I've learned everything possible to know about termites.
So you didn't know anything about termites?
No.
And now you're kind of an expert. Right?
I could, you know, if I need a backup career, pest control, termite control, I think I could handle it.
Can you draw a termite, Dustin?
I bet he can.
I saw a decent enough picture.
I mean like a mean termite, a bad guy termite, not just a docile, you know, run-of-the-mill drone termite.
Maybe. Well, they're all going to be pretty mean because you're going to lose half your house.
So, Dustin, what has been your most enjoyable experience?
So far, the current project.
The top secret one?
Not the top secret one. I'm doing a project with AT&T right now. It has been really great just because it's been pretty new week to week. And the collaborative approach to working and kind of being, you know, they're going in a little bit of a creative direction, and they're doing sort of like this sales in, you know, like retail sales training using the iPad and sort of like this interactive comic layout. And
that's right in your sweet spot, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it offers a lot of creativity right now. So it's a pretty fun project.
What was it like as a kid and you were like, hey, mom and dad, I'm going to be an animator? Were they like, oh, great, Dustin, that's awesome. We're on board.
Well, interestingly enough, the training aspect to this, you know, this aspect of some of the work that I'm doing today, my mom's a school teacher. She taught fifth grade science for most of her career and then became a school administrator. The last 10 years before she retired. So the whole idea of kind of fusing creative work with learning is sort of second nature. I mean, you come out of a household where you have these conversations every day about how to, you know, learn something that you didn't know before,
right,
and how to acquire new skill sets. And you know, like being a kid where it's like, I want more art supplies. And like at when I was coming up, like digital art was beginning to be accessible to somebody who's, you know, like in high school. So there's a lot that I had to learn because it was new. It wasn't easily acquired. You mean, so having to find some book that at the local like university or get a package of software that you have to go hunt it down. I mean, it required a lot of acquiring new skill sets on a week to week, almost daily basis. But at the same time, I had the conversation at home was very much one where that was expected. So turning the work that I did that I was just interested in, like outside of school, into a career wasn't seen as impossible. It was more so seen as that's kind of the future.
Right, and just figure out a way to make it happen.
Exactly.
So Consultant Appreciation Month, speak more of that. How did this idea get born, and what's it all about?
Well, at Training Pros, we value our consultants year-round. So it's a normal ongoing thing, and we try to convey that to them. But it's very easy to have that lost in the mix, kind of like your kids value you as a mom all the time.
Yeah, but sure they do.
It's very rare that they actually say, Mom, right, you're the best. I'm so glad you're my mom. But they have Mother's Day to do that on, and they, you know, cook you breakfast and all that. But so we thought it would be a good idea to take some time out and just make sure our consultants knew that we really do value them. And it's not just lip service and we don't just say we value you. We know that the thing that we sell to our clients is that we have the best consultants. And if we want to have the best consultants, we have to take care of them.
And what are some of the ways you do that?
Well, thank you for asking. So I have a list here. So this last month, for June, we hosted breakfasts for our consultants in different cities. And I've been traveling, by the way, to all these cities to work on these.
To appreciate them.
To appreciate consultants. And I met so many consultants. We had breakfast. We had talent screening days where several of us relationship managers would get together and just meet new consultants that we haven't met yet and just look at their work in person. Dustin was one of my screenings a year or so ago, I remember. And we had a lunch and learn we hosted where we had a high-end mobile learning consultant come in and offer a free session to our consultants, and we bought them lunch, and they got to watch that. We had a career fair that we attended in Charlotte, North Carolina, and worked with people who were looking to find work. And we have this radio show. We gave away a lot of gift cards for small amounts to just randomly drew consultants out of our talent pool, and they would win a gift card and we'd send it to them in the mail with a thank you note for their great work with us.
I'll tell you what, if I had any expertise and could be a consultant, what would attract me to being involved with somebody like with Training Pros, if nothing else,
free breakfast.
Would be the grit. Yeah, you called me on that. But it would be the opportunity to collaborate with other consultants. Because I think that can be a very isolating pursuit if you don't take advantage of opportunities like that to collaborate. And it sounds like in doing this, there's opportunities to get together and get to know each other as well, yeah?
Yeah, there was a lot of business cards exchanged. And I remember the lunch and learn, I finally left an hour after it was over, and there was still all the consultants milling about talking to each other.
Yeah, that's pure gold. I mean, imagine the two of these folks right here in the room collaborating on a project. Like you were talking about truck drivers, or if you were designing instructional materials for that and it were complemented with Dustin's talents, imagine how much more powerful that would be than the typical, text under glass or
right.
Three-ring binder that doesn't have all that.
I guarantee you they will link in at the end of the show.
Right. No, that's fantastic. You're to be congratulated for doing that.
Now, Dustin, I would imagine with somebody with your skills, it's kind of a unique thing, right? There's not that many trainer, animator people out there.
In this particular instructional design field, it seems kind of reduce is not a huge amount.
Now, how did you choose working with Training Pros as opposed to other organizations?
Actually, it came about. I had a friend of mine that worked with Training Pros before, and I liked. And he referred to me like the type of experience he had, and I was like, "Well, that's a lot better than what I've experienced before." It uh-huh. seemed like matching the person to the project was a little bit. Like a lot more effective.
Right.
So it makes a difference in the long haul in terms of the type of work you're doing.
And this gets it gives you the flexibility so that you can still do when the animation season rolls around again, you can
exactly.
kind of pull back and focus on that.
Exactly. And that's the best advantage that for somebody like me that I have is like kind of applying my skill set to different markets makes it a lot more effective to be able to kind of keep the work coming in and keep the variety of work.
Right. And I would imagine Training Pros can help you round out a portfolio. Now you have all these different things, so everything you do makes you that much more valuable than the next person.
It does.
And doesn't it remove some of the headache? Maybe you don't have to focus as much on selling the work, invoicing the work, making sure you covered all that, and you can just focus more on practicing
just
your
the work,
craft.
Right?
Is it structured like that to take off some of that off of them?
Yeah, you focus on the work and the taxes.
Has that been your experience, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. And that's one reason I like to work with Training Pros, because as a mom with two young ones, balancing their schedules and my schedules, I am able to just focus on my clients and the work and not worry so much about what's down the road.
Right.
So when I complete a project, I can reach out to Leanne or the relationship managers and say, I'm available. And I have great confidence that they know their talent pool, they know what their consultants can do, and they do a great job of matching a consultant with a client. So
So it's a no-brainer for you two now, but you're kind of over the hump. You know it works. You know the lifestyle. You've gotten to know the Training Pros folks. You trust them. You enjoy the work. You're learning to collaborate with each other. But what would you say to, purely hypothetical, if I knew a learning and development consultant that has a pretty steady job with a large firm, decent paycheck, and, you know, maybe a little bit reticent to kind of make that jump into the independent world, how would you counsel them, or what kind of things would you say to them to help them think through a decision like that?
I would say, I'm going to hold your hand as we jump off the cliff into the world of consulting.
But you would encourage them to think it through.
Absolutely.
And genuinely consider it. But I imagine at first, people inside a big organization like that, first of all, they're probably not as secure as they think they are.
Right.
So it really ought to be something even if it's something they don't do next month, maybe they should fold it into their career plans, just like you plan for retirement, right?
Well, I think that people with corporate jobs should always assume that they should be preparing to be on the job hunt, because you just never know. I see that all the time. But number two, being a consultant is really not for the faint of heart. You have to be very brave, because you don't know from week to week whether you're going to have work. You can be let go for no reason whatsoever.
So that reality is out there.
That reality is there. So you have to be confident in your ability to get more work. You also have to be in a situation where if you miss a week of work, you're not going to go bankrupt.
Right.
So I don't recommend it for everybody, but for those of us, there's like a 10% of the population who love this kind of thing. We will never go back. Right?
I can't imagine
going back to having a corporate job. It's just, you know, the variety that Megan was talking about and Dustin were talking about, it's just so interesting and so much fun. And the fact that I don't have to go to the same place every day, it just gives me joy every day.
And when we work with clients and have good relationships with them, they will notify us of full-time positions. All the time. And I'm very guilty of just hitting delete, because I love them and they've been a great client and I'll probably do lots of projects for them, but I just like having control of my own destiny.
So that's a lifestyle choice.
It
really
is, absolutely. And it's not all roses, because with the variety and flexibility becomes, as Leanne mentioned earlier, the sporadic schedules.
Right, so there's some uncertainty that you have to be comfortable with.
Exactly. So, I mean, with the flexibility becomes some unpredictability. And some people have their routine and they're comfortable in their routine and they're safe in their routine. And I have my days where I forget it's Tuesday. And, I have a meeting at 1, because your routine might be off,
right,
and you're not even sure. So you have to be very organized and very disciplined. You can't be unorganized at all.
And the workload is not steady for someone like Megan, who does several clients and balances them, because you'll have like a month with hardly any work at all, and then you'll have 3 months where you're working 60-hour weeks. You have to be able to handle the sporadic workload.
Now, is it unusual to find somebody with a high school teaching background that moves into corporate?
No.
That's not unusual?
Not at all. If you have a love of learning, you're directed, especially our generation, Megan's and mine, you were directed to be a teacher. That's where people pushed you.
Right.
And when you get into the classroom and you still love learning, but you start thinking, I see all these other people making money doing the same thing just with grown-ups. So I see a lot of people, they go on and they get their master's and move into the corporate world. I've mentored in a few people who've done that.
Really? So what if you were giving counsel to a high school teacher that was interested in exploring moving into a corporate world, what's the path for them then? So you need the MBA? Is that a must-have?
No, I would say the master's in the adult learning fields. There's a lot of different types of degrees they could do. They could even do it online, Boise or Phoenix or somewhere like that. But they need to be ready to do the basis level work first. They're not going to come in as an expert and get the top pay. They got to start at the bottom too.
Right.
So it's like starting your career
over. And build up like a
resume. Yeah, I mean, I brought someone in and I had her start as an intern for me for like $15 an hour.
Right.
And she had been teaching high school for 12 years.
Right. So they got to be okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have to start at the bottom and work their way back up. But yeah, if you want to make the switch long term, it can be very beneficial financially, but you're going to go through a few years of being at the bottom.
And do they need to go through maybe the corporate experience a little bit too? Is that a better path to be, I don't know, training pros worthy? Is that helpful?
Yeah. Yes. We don't take people who don't have corporate experience as consultants because our clients expect them to be able to just hit the ground running day one.
Sure.
No orientation period really. So if they still don't really know how to navigate corporate world, we're not going to be putting them with a client. They need that first.
Mm-hmm. So a young person that is interested in pursuing this whole training and development field and is remaining open-minded to the independent lifestyle, then the path really is go get some solid experience in the corporate arena, keep learning as much as you can about this arena, round out your portfolio, I guess, and you know, so that you can decide exactly what you want to pursue, and then start hanging out with Leanne and crew.
Right. And if they really want to do the consultant lifestyle, they can go get their experience somewhere, one of the big ones like Accenture, and, really get put on the road and meet a lot of clients and see a lot of stuff before they try to go independent.
So what's next for you guys? I'll ask you, Dustin, where are you going to be putting your energy over the next 6, 8, 10 months, you think? Is it all on this one project you were talking about?
It looks like the projects are kind of snowballing into other little projects with the same company. So, I'm going to do as much as I can for them to keep them happy. And that's about it.
That's the curse of doing good work, right?
Yeah, I mean, it ultimately, in the long run, it's going to satisfy my interests, so it'll be great.
And are you actively seeking to do your work with on projects that maybe or in disciplines you haven't worked in before? Like if you've worked on a change management project, maybe now you'd really like to work on an IT training project, or I don't care as long as you get to draw.
As long as the project actually gives me the ability to learn something that I didn't do before, that actually helps me out in the long run. I mean, I think it's the best thing to do is constantly, add more tools to the toolbox.
Usually you like learning the stuff because it really helps you. If you were on a change management project, for example, it really helps you to understand the dynamics of change so that you can translate that into your drawings.
That's an aspect to it.
Right.
I guess what I'm speaking to is more simple as, am I doing 3D now? Am I doing video editing now? It gives me the ability to offer more to the potential clients that come down the road. A lot of times I just try to make myself a more elaborate component to the software that you want to use.
Got it. And Megan, you going to be on a Chase Lounge for the next several months, or are you going to be busy helping folks with your work?
Well, I might try to mix it up a little. I'll be busy helping folks. It is summer, a lot of people on vacation and so forth. So it is sporadic, but it will ramp up as soon as the school year comes around. Lots of projects coming forward. I'm working with a client, and they have multiple projects coming down the funnel, so hopefully we'll be involved with those. I've been mixing a little instructional design with project management, so always something new.
Leanne, to it. I don't want to label your work as easy, but I think I could keep these two books.
Right? I know, right? So the idea is keep them happy so I can keep them
happy. That's the important part. It sounds like you're doing a great job with this Consultant Appreciation Month. Oh,
thank you. Well, thank you, Megan and Dustin, for coming tonight or today. I really appreciate all your work you do.
Now,
thank
Dustin, some of your animations are available online. You can see your work, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You have a website?
Yeah, I do have a website. It's on that business card that I have. If you go to www.dualbo.com, D-U-A-L-B-O just means Dustin Alexander Bolton.
Nice.
So my work will be available on there. I haven't had a chance this summer to basically click resubmit on the new website, mainly because I've been really busy with a lot of the Training Pros projects, but the website link is available, and we'll link you to other sites to find my blog that's updated weekly.
Right. And this Twitter handle, that's valid, right?
That's valid. Everything's valid on there.
And that's at Dualbo.
Yeah, exactly.
Dualbo. How about you, Megan? You willing to talk to folks, or are we keeping you hidden so you don't have to work so much?
I fly below the radar.
All right. We'll tell them to get in touch with Leanne. With Leanne.
They could contact me. I'll put Megan to work with them.
And let's do make sure our listeners have all the coordinates to talk with you or someone at Training Pros. Yeah.
So the website for Training Pros is www.training-pros.com. Or you can reach me at leanne.lankford@training-pros.com.
Megan, Dustin, thanks so much for coming in the studio this morning. This has been a lot of fun, very informative. You got to come back and visit with us again sometime.
Definitely. Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you.
Leanne, once again, thanks so much for bringing such passionate, dedicated folks to the studio. It's just, boy, this beats the heck out of working, doesn't it, man?
It does indeed.
Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor, our buddies over at Training Pros, our producer Kevin Finn, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Learning Insights.